So today we are celebrating the Feast of the Transfiguration of the Lord. One of the theophanies, meaning God the Father, reveals himself or make himself known. The other theophany of the Lord is the baptism of the Lord, the River Jordan, by St. John the Baptist. In both occasions, God the Father declared Jesus as his beloved Son. At the baptism of the Lord, it says, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." And now at the Transfiguration, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with him I am well pleased. Listen to him." So my dear brothers and sisters, the Transfiguration of the Lord shows our future, our life in the next. This is what will happen to us if we listen to him and follow his words. According to Pope Francis, and I quote, "This invitation from the Father is very important. We, the disciples of Jesus, are called to be people who listen to his voice and take his word seriously. To listen to Jesus, we must be close to him, to follow him, like the crowd in the gospel who chase him through the streets of Palestine. Jesus did not have a teaching post or a fixed pulpit. He was an itinerant teacher who proposed his teachings given to him by the Father, along the streets, covering distances that were not always predictable or easy. So follow Jesus in order to listen to him. But also let us listen to Jesus in his written word in the gospel." Then Pope Francis posed this question. "I pose a question to you. Do you read a passage of the gospel every day? Yes, no, yes, no, half of the time, some yes, some no. It is important. Do you read the gospel?" So this is his advice. It is so good. It is a good thing to have a small book of the gospel, a little one, and to carry in our pocket and read a little passage in whatever moment presents itself during the day. In any given moment of the day, I take the gospel from my pocket and I read something, a short passage. Jesus is there and he speaks to us in the gospel. Ponder this. It's not difficult, nor it is necessary to have all four books, one of the gospels, a small one, with us. So let the gospel be with us always, because it is the word of Jesus in order for us to be able to listen to him." Unquote. My brothers and sisters, if we remain in Jesus to the end of our lives, we will live on God's holy mountain, and we will experience what Peter, James, and John experience: glory, full of happiness, with and in God. And if we are with Jesus, we can also say, "Lord, it is good for us to be here." So, my dear brothers and sisters, let us listen to Jesus, follow his words and commandments today and every day. And our prayer is, may the brilliant shining light of the world, that is Jesus, light our path through the darkness of this world. Amen.